Exactly 1 year from the Great National Eucharistic Congress in the U.S., MOVCOM.US will participate in the Eucharistic Revival in Indianapolis along with 80,000 faithful. For 5 days, from Wednesday, July 17th to Sunday, July 21st, 2024, Catholics will invade the city of Indianapolis, in the state of Indiana, participating in the National Eucharistic Revival Congress. 80,000 participants are expected from every diocese, from thousands of parishes, ecclesial movements, and institutions from the broadest spectrum of the Church's life. Bishop Andrew Cousins to MOVCOM.US, Rekindling the Eucharist. Bishop Andrew Cousins, of Crookston, Minnesota, is chairman of the Committee on Evangelization and Catechesis of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops and chairman of the Board of Directors of the National Eucharistic Congress. In a dialogue with leaders of movements and new communities USA MOVCOM.US he expressed, "As soon as I was given this task, one of the things that I knew that I needed to do is to be able to involve all the different groups in the Church that are already in love with the Eucharist, and invite them to help us revive the faith in the Eucharist in the rest of the Church. That's why I reached out to the movements and new communities that you all represent, to help us, with the whole Church in the U.S., to revive the faith in the Eucharist. All Catholics united by the Eucharist." He continued, "Our goal is to renew the Church through a continued relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. This will be a movement of Catholics who are healed, converted, formed, and unified by an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in the Eucharist and sent out in a mission for the life of the world." MOVCOM.US workshop with 1,200 participants. Within the framework of the Congress, movements and new communities will offer a workshop on best practices of movements and new communities that can help in the mission of the Church, in which about 1,200 people will participate. A time of worship will be offered, the testimony of members of different movements and new communities will be shared, and a renowned speaker will give a personal presentation. Movements will also have the opportunity to present themselves at an exhibitor table, where they can share their charism with those interested. Details about the time and place of this meeting will be announced in due time, as well as more than 100 workshops to be held by various institutions, which will take place within the general framework of the Congress. The members of the Catholic ecclesial movements and new communities in the U.S. in conversation are Pentecost Today USA Catholic Charismatic Renewal, Couples for Christ USA, Kurz Illo, Neo-Catechumenal Way, Renovation Charismatica Catholica, Schoenstatt and Worldwide Marriage Encounter. The Revival, a Triennial Initiative. The Eucharistic Revival is a 3-year initiative. The main point is the Congress in Indianapolis in a year's time, but its activities will continue for another year, so that it can be deeply rooted in the dioceses, parishes, and various institutions. This will be a profound occasion for the Catholics of the United States to unite in communion, in the same mission, to be a prophetic church, in a new Pentecost. Pope to the organizers on the meaning of adoration. Pope Francis recently received the members of the organizing committee of the Eucharistic Congress, to whom he said, "I believe that in this modern time we have lost the sense of adoration. We must recover the sense of adoring in silence. It is a prayer that we have lost. Few people know what this is, and you bishops must catechize the faithful in the prayer of adoration and with the Eucharist. This is how it should be done. The love celebrated in the sacrament demands to be shared with everyone." And emphasizing the transforming power of the Gospel, Pope Francis leaves no doubt, and marks the demand that the love that flows from the Eucharist demands to be shared with everyone, no one must be left out. We become credible witnesses to the joy and transforming beauty of the Gospel only by recognizing that the love celebrated in the sacrament cannot be kept to ourselves, but demands to be shared with all. The members of the Catholic ecclesial movements and new communities in the U.S. in conversation are Pentecost Today USA Catholic Charismatic Renewal, Couples for Christ USA, Kurz Illo, Neo-Catechumenal Way, Renovation Charismatica Catholica, Schoenstatt and Worldwide Marriage Encounter. In a dialogue with leaders of movements and new communities in the United States MOVCOM.US, video. The members of the Catholic ecclesial movements and new communities in the U.S. in conversation participants MOVCOM.US.